Hello, everybody. Happy Monday. Welcome to tonight's Mindset Monday call. I'm going to keep promoting you guys to panelists. So if we can see your bright and smiling faces on this Monday. So if you are in the position to turn your camera on, please do. I'm really excited for tonight's call because we've got somebody brand new who we haven't heard from before that's going to be sharing with us. But before I tell you who it is, I wanted to quickly remind everybody of our buy one, get one BOGO, Aura, and Prime sale happening right now. You guys are in luck because the mix and match sale started at midnight last night. So whenever you buy one Aura or Prime box, you get an additional one of your choice for free. And there's no limit on these as well. So of course, you don't get any CV or retail bonus on the free boxes, but you do obviously on the first one. So that's awesome. Specials apply at checkout. So there's no need for a special code. And just to remind you guys about the incredible power of these products, if you're interested in a natural mood enhancer that makes you feel more alert, then Aura is for you. Inhale the good, exhale the bad, and reduce your stress with Aura Mood and Mind liquid supplement. Full of powerful adaptogens like ginseng, shown to improve concentration, memory, physical endurance. Yerba mate, also known as the tea of the gods because of its amazing vitamin content, vitamins A, C, E, B1, B2, and niacin, even B5 and B complex. And then of course, maca, which is known for increasing blood flow, boosting the immune system and buffering the side effects of stress, which obviously we all know we need these days. And then of course, our prime, which is our gentle daily detox. Detoxing plays a crucial role in optimal health and well-being. Prime makes it easy to incorporate a detox method into your everyday diet. Prime has ingredients like ashwagandha and spirulina, detoxifying superfoods, so you can avoid having to do a major detox, which can leave you feeling fatigued and ill. So two incredibly powerful products. The email for this special did go out at midnight to all of our members and customers. So this is a great time to follow up with your people, see what they would like to order and take advantage of this sale happening through Sunday at midnight this week. All right. So now that we've got that discussed, I'm really super excited to introduce Darren Scott. He is a consultant that works with the US Arbitration Corp. He's been married for 29 years. He's got 6 kids and he's very passionate about putting the power back into individuals' hands when it comes to their legal needs. So it is my pleasure to turn the mic over. Let me find him. Darren, are you able to unmute yourself and chat with us?
Oh, there we go.
Awesome. All right, we hear you loud and clear. See.
Am I good?
Yes, you're perfect.
Okay, fantastic. Well, I'm excited to talk to everybody here, Jim and I. We're excited about this, us coming together and really creating a Gemini legal product. And when talking with Samantha and Jay, I think there's just a lot of things that need to be said about arbitration, because most people are used to legal proceedings and lawsuits and things like that. And U.S. arbitration was created in order to put the power back in individuals' hands and not leave it in corporations' hands. Arbitration is pretty much on 98% of all documents that you sign through service-oriented products. When you sign your lease at your apartment or if you're renting a house or anything like that, there's usually an arbitration clause. When you go to the medical doctor, there's an arbitration clause in that contract. Probably your Gemini corporate documents that you sign have an arbitration clause in them. But what U.S. Arbitration Corp's whole motive and mindset is to help you as an individual be able to fight the big guys, if you will, and have a voice. Usually, if you went to an attorney and asked them if they would help you with an arbitration case. They would immediately ask for $5,000 up front. And so we offer this service for free for you guys, and we're going to go through that. So let's just go to the next slide, Samantha. So U.S. arbitration, you know, we deal with all types of problems that you might have with businesses, with any type of dispute that you might have, even formal disputes with marriage partners or anything like that. I'm just going to read through some of the areas that we can help with. And this is not, you know, an exhaustive list, but gym and fitness memberships, collections, refunds, home security like Brinks, ADT, Xfinity bills, not doing what they said, delivery service, Postmates, Uber Eats, Instacart, either dealing with bad customer service, incorrect bill, and so much more. So usually, you know, you just kind of ignore a lot of these things that come into your life that where you've been wrong, because they're not, you know, they're not worth $20,000 or $50,000 or $1 million. We definitely have cases, arbitration cases that are of that value, but this service allows you to be able to take care of any of these issues. Travel. I don't know how many of you have traveled a lot, like around the world, but I've had airlines jack our family up many times. Hotels, you know, situations with hotels, car rentals. I've returned a car before, got a bill from the car rental company a month later for $1,000 for things that I didn't do to the car. Now, crypto type of currencies, things where your account's locked up or you've been overcharged or anything like that, a bank complaint where they're holding your money, bad customer service or overcharging from a bank, Airbnbs, VRBOs, any type of rental issues where they're trying to hold your deposit or anything like that, damages, being double booked where you get there and you don't have a place to stay. Your credit bureaus, when you, the credit bureaus are reporting incorrectly and you don't have a voice because the credit card companies or the collection companies or whatever are the ones that are reporting to the credit bureaus. Now you have a voice through U.S. arbitration, credit cards, disputes, insurance companies, investment advisors, overcharging, misrepresenting, companies like AT&T, CenturyLink, Comcast, Cox, DirecTV, Dish, Frontier, Optimum, Suddenlink, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon. So that just gives you guys an idea as far as the companies that we deal with and fight basically on your behalf. Go ahead and go through the next slide, Samantha. What is arbitration? So arbitration, it's a federally recognized out-of-court solution that allows consumers and businesses to settle disputes much more quickly and economically than traditional litigation. I was talking with Samantha earlier, and so our attorneys can deal with arbitration in any state in the United States because it's a federally recognized situation and not a state recognized situation. The disputing party agree to have the issue decided by a neutral third party and agree to abide by the ruling of the arbitrator. So a lot of times, like a lawsuit, an arbitration will get settled prior to actually going to arbitration. If it goes to arbitration, then you will actually go and it's almost like a court case. The arbitrator will review and hear evidence from both sides and reach a decision. So unlike what's called a mediation is where you try to negotiate a solution. And if you don't come to a solution that you both agree with and are okay with, then you just leave. With arbitration, there's always a winner and there's always a loser, if you will. So you always have a result. The majority of all U.S. Arbitration Corp cases are won. We usually don't take them or push them to arbitration unless we know that we're, unless we have an upper hand. Arbitrations benefit consumers and investors. Like I started when I was talking, it puts the power in your hands. So you have a legal recourse that is far faster and much less expensive than hiring an attorney and pursuing litigation. So you, because of the monetization of US Arbitration Corp, our attorneys can handle tons of cases. So we can handle thousands of people. And a lot of times there are a lot of people that have the same type of issues. I was telling Samantha that we have people that have issues with Instacart all the time. So we almost have a dialogue with Instacart attorneys, and we're able to settle those disputes fairly quickly. We believe that arbitration is one of the strongest pillars of the United States legal system because it is simple, if you will. It's not, there's not a lot of convoluted things that can get in the way, like a lawsuit. Many consumers aren't aware of arbitration because even though it's been around for well more than a decade, it's just still not, you know, been in everyone's hands where it's talked about and utilized like it should be. The legal process for litigation is very time intensive. Any of you who've been in a lawsuit know that. And obviously there's a large investment. Go ahead to the next one. Our goal is to make arbitration accessible, fair, and transparent to all parties involved. You don't pay thousands of dollars to an attorney. We handle your matter very quickly for pennies on the dollar. The best part is if we're not successful, you don't pay anything. So we'll continue to discuss that as we go through these slides. Go ahead and go through the next one. So here's how it works. You go to US, I know that I had a question, or Samantha gave me a question of somebody, you know, I wanna talk to an attorney. Okay, well, the process is you don't just call an attorney. Because of the monetization and how we have this set up, in order for it to be a free service for you to start off with, you have the ability to go to the site. And you can actually go ahead and go to that other slide that you had, Samantha. And on the front page of the slide, this is what you're going to, or front page of the website, this is what you're going to see. Not the bottom part, but the top part. Contact our lawyers or start a claim. And these both go to the same department. But I would always recommend that you start a claim because you're still going to be able to contact a lawyer because any claim goes to an attorney. So you click on start a claim, and this is the page that pulls up down below. So you enter your name, your information, and then right below this, which I don't know if we have. There we go. So you dispute your dispute description. So you give as much detail to the attorneys and the staff as you possibly can. Everything about your case, any type of documentation that you might have, you don't attach it or anything, but you give them as much information as you can up front because we already have a relationship with you at Gemini. The majority of our clients come through organic means where they just come across our website or search for arbitration. But because of our relationship with Jay and Gemini, we're allowing you to have this service and other things that are not on the website as far as a service, like legal forms. We have over 50,000 legal forms that you have at your access. That's forms to start a corporation, forms for divorce, wills and trust, any type of form that you can possibly imagine as far as a legal form, you have access to. And the way that you request those forms is the exact same way that you're on this website right now. And in the dispute description, all you do is you request your form right there for a Gemini client. Most people have to pay for those forms. It's free to you guys. So in the dispute description, if you're looking for a specific form, all you do is you tell them what your issue is and what you need a form for, and they will email you that that form, and you'll have the ability to use that for free. And also, it usually turns into a situation where it's possibly beneficial for you to talk to an attorney. So the way our service works is when you come in, you file your dispute description. Let's just say, for an example, you have a dispute over a medical bill or something like that. So you give all of the description of the situation, and then an attorney or administrative staff will reach out to you and start dialoguing with you. And then they will investigate and look at the situation. If it's a place like a hospital or an individual, they'll do background information on the individual or hospital, and they'll get as much information as possible so they can help you with your dispute. So let's just say that it's a $20,000 type of issue. If we help you with that $20,000 issue and we either eliminate it, then you pay a 19% fee to U.S. Arbitration Corp. So the fee is 19% of whatever monies you get or you save. So that's just the kind of cut and dry way as far as how you pay us. And then the monies that you receive as far as distributors of Gemini is, I believe, you get 50% of whatever Gemini gets, I believe is the way that it works. But you'll be able to talk to Samantha and Jay about that and understand all of that. But the way our service fees work is you pay 19% of whatever monies you win. So say, for an example, I have a buddy. He had a contract with a company that provided him services on the internet for his company that sold triathlon races. So it's an interesting type of situation. And she was keeping the fees from the triathlon. So she really was committing fraud. But she agreed to pay him, you know, $110,000 or something like that, but she wasn't paying him. So he reached out to us and we were able to send letters, push her to the point where even prior to any arbitration, where she started paying on those, and he's getting paid like he should on those right now. So the exhaustive list for U.S. arbitration, there isn't such a thing. U.S. Arb can do anything. We can do large lawsuits. We can do, in fact, we're doing several large lawsuits right now or taking part with Jay and some of his friends, if you will. One's in the transportation industry. One's in oil and gas. We have other people that we're doing negotiations where a company wasn't paid for product. So say Gemini was actually manufacturing a product and somebody says, I want $1 million of this made. And they give a deposit of $150,000, but they don't, and Gemini starts making a product, but they don't finish with the purchasing of the product. And so Gemini might be out $500,000. And so we have cases like that, that we have won for companies where the person that requested the order has to pay because that's what the contract said. They either go bankrupt or they pay. So it's very, very similar to a lawsuit, but it's arbitration and it's not so convoluted. So we review your problems and set a plan to correct it. We contact the company on your behalf, like I was saying, and take care of everything. We negotiate on your behalf and settle an outcome that you are happy with. If they don't agree to a reasonable settlement, we'll move forward to initiate an arbitration hearing on your behalf. We take care of everything. We win or you pay nothing. That's right. We only get paid a small percentage of your savings if we win. So you don't have to worry about anything. And we do usually win. So, you know, it's a good thing. It's a win-win when you actually are paying. Go ahead and go to the next slide. Benefits, fast results. In most cases, there will be some type of resolution within 30 days to 90 days. You don't pay until you get a positive resolution to your matter. There's no tax obligation for any type of discharge. If you have $100,000 forgiven in a settlement, you pay no taxes on that because of the way arbitrations work. In the majority of situations, if you're forgiven $100,000, you're going to pay your taxes on that as income, not through arbitration. No harassment from the opposing party. It's illegal for them to call or harass you. So our attorneys will get after them if there is any type of harassment or calls or anything like that. So that would be calls from banks, cards, anything like that. Arbitration can be as quick as 30 days. We already went over that. Collectors are not allowed to call client when you become an arbitration client. You can stop paying creditors and it will not be reported negatively once you're in the process with U.S. Arbitration Corp. We only charge on what we save you. Our fees are 20%, 19% for you guys, of what is forgiven, negotiated, or paid out. Is that it, Samantha? I think you're muted too.
I didn't know if we have a few minutes left. If you guys had any specific questions, if you'd be willing to take a question or two, Darren, would that be okay?
I think that would be great. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Let me stop.
I got one. Hey, Darren, how are you doing?
Hey, Jay. Fantastic. How are you?
Very, very good. I'll tell you, with U.S. arbitration, I've had a lot of people come to me and, one guy, it was a really big deal. He was getting sued for millions of dollars, and I called Brad up at U.S. Arbitration, and I'll tell you, here's the crazy thing: they can do legal worldwide. So within a day, he found the guy in Germany. So it was, you know, it was awesome how fast. They're like, how did he do that? I'm like, got a lot of business everywhere. They've got a lot of people in Canada. So that, y'all, they're worldwide. And I'll tell you, I have them doing all kinds of stuff for me. And when you were talking, Darren, I was just thinking, I'm like, you know what? I got sick and I couldn't go on a cruise and I paid for everything. I couldn't go the day before. And it cost me about $6,000. And I'm calling you tomorrow, man. I'll give my $6,000. Yeah. So for y'all, real. I'm telling you, take advantage of this. Every time I talk to an attorney, it's like, yep. Depending on what they think you have, I'm going to need $25,000 or I'm going to need $5,000 or I'm going to need $10,000. I just wish I knew y'all earlier, because this is definitely, definitely beneficial. So.
And Jay, can you tell them, can you explain how they get paid on the process?
Yeah. What happens is whatever we get paid from y'all, we split it with y'all, and we can go over that. We can go over that later. But so whoever brings the case will actually, let's say you bring, Tuck signs up Prissy. Prissy gets a case. Prissy will make half of the fee. Tuck will make half the fee. But whoever's case it is, they make all of it, and then the commission goes to the reps, whoever signs it, and then the one that they sign. So it pays two up. So
gotcha.
I don't know if I made that clear as mud.
I'm sure that if you didn't, your staff will, and everyone will know after this call. But Yeah, I would love to answer any type of questions that anyone might have.
Sure.
If I can.
I think Prissy had a question or a comment.
No, I have a comment. Some of those things you mentioned are some of my stuff that I have brought in to Brad Haskins, uh-huh. and y'all are handling some of my cases, and I thank you so much. I'm very, very pleased with it, because anything you do with a car accident or a divorce or anything, the attorneys here in Florida are going to get 33%. Okay.
Yeah.
That's without a trial. Okay, guys, if you don't understand that, that's without a trial. That's arbitration of deciding what you're going to get or what you're not going to get. 33% off the top. Now, if they go to, you go to court and you go to trial, that fee goes up to 55%. Now, and what I've done and asked Jay to have him handle this, guys, I'm gonna make a lot more money in winning this because of the lesser fee they're taking off the top. It's a huge win for me. Okay.
Awesome.
Now, a lot of us have to have a retainer fee. We have to come up with anywhere from $5,500 to $5,000 or $10,000. We don't have to come up with that. That's huge, because now we're not wavering our deposit. They're coming in and doing this. It's a win-win. Y'all that are not trying this, you need to go for it, because I'm telling you, as little as anything little as he was talking about, you know, with Verizon not getting your fee and they're charging you all these fees and stuff, guys, y'all need to turn it in, because it's not costing you anything. Y'all need to get out there and use this service. We have it, and you're going to just know how well it works when you try it, because I can tell you, it's already win-win situation. I've turned over a lot of people on this, and they're fixing to go in and do this, because it's not going to cause them a deposit or any of that other retainer fee and stuff, and a lesser a fee back. It's not going to cause them. So you'll understand it more when you use it, but it is absolutely a win-win situation.
Thank you, Prissy.
Awesome. Thank you.
And one other thing I can add.
Yeah.
Not only are they smart, but they're efficient. So that's cool, because I'll tell you what I've noticed, and you know, I've done a few legal matters, which I can't stand them, and I joke with them all the time, because I don't like attorneys. I like Brad, he's awesome, but I don't like attorneys normally, because what happens is once they get you in on the bill charging, they don't stop. They just continue to figure, oh, well, we charge you on this and this and this and this, and you called me for this half, you know, 10 seconds here. And this, it's just, y'all, with this, it is cut and dry. It's easy, and they are efficient, and they are smart, which I love. So anyway.
We operate in 58 countries. I had a situation with T-Mobile where I went and got, I think it was 4 new phones, you know, those promotions that they have. And so I got 4 new phones, and I got those phones at home, and it was brand new service. They said that it would work out at my house. We lived on 85 acres, and I got out there and the phones didn't work. So I said, hey, I need to refund or return these same day. Nope, can't return them. We've already packaged them up and sent them out. So anyway, I had to get U.S. arbitration involved with that. They first offered me, they said you can return the phones, but you'll have to pay such and such, you know, it was a hefty fee. They ended up, their third offer was to pay cash for every one of the phones. They offered me several thousand dollars, and this took, you know, 3 different times for their attorneys to come back to us, but they definitely didn't want to go to arbitration, because arbitration, so they could settle with me for less than $5,000. Well, when a company goes to arbitration, they automatically have to pay $5,000. So when we're dealing with Instacart or Uber Eats or Uber or Airbnb or any of these types of companies, they'll settle. And the reason that they'll settle is because they don't want to go to arbitration, because they automatically have to pay $5,000 even to go to arbitration. So unless there's pride at stake with the majority of these companies, their businesses, you know, so they look at the bottom line. So they just settle. And the majority of times they are in the wrong in the first place, and the customer is right and has been wronged. So yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Any more questions from anyone?
I don't see any, but they're not shy. So I could always collect them and get back with you and get them answered for the team. But thank you. This was super helpful and informative. I think we all have a much better understanding of exactly what U.S. Arbitration Corp has to offer and the benefits of being a member or customer of Gemini. So I'm really excited that we had this call tonight, Darren. Thank you so much for taking the time to teach us all something new. And Jay, thank you as always for everything, for incorporating this amazing service into our already amazing Gemini repertoire. And Scott, thank you for being here. Everybody, thank you. And we hope you have a blessed rest of your Monday and an awesome week. Let's get out there and change as many lives as possible. And don't forget to take advantage of that Prime and Aura sale happening all week.